Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. We have been studying the Trinity and understanding and growing, and we've been talking about the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, and being in touch with the Holy Spirit. So we're going to continue in that today. Boy, I tell you, it's such a time we need to be in touch with the Holy Spirit, because He's guiding us, He's directing us, He's revealing things to us. And so He reveals the you haven't met yet to you, if you'll pay attention to Him. And it's a powerful thing. It really is. So we've been looking at the Holy Spirit, and last week we talked about comparing and how that is probably one of the biggest problems that get in the way of the Holy Spirit helping you, is you compare yourselves with other people. And when you compare yourself with other people, see, you're missing out on what God has for you. So comparison is really a trap. And it's important to understand that you don't want to be comparing yourself with other people, because God wants to talk to you and you personally. He wants to show you the you, remember? The you haven't met yet. So we are going to get started here. Why don't we do, Tim? Let's do the vision, and if everyone would stand up. And then we're going to go to the gifts scripture. Tim, you know which one I'm talking about? Okay, we'll go there. And then after that, we'll go to 2 Corinthians 10:12, which is the comparison verse. All right? So, to build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in a bond of peace. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols. However, you were led. Hold still. Wait, hold back. Let's go back. You were Gentiles. Gentiles are pagans, unbelievers at that time. We used to be pagans and we used to be unbelievers. But now, if you're born again, that changes everything, right? That changes everything. Because you see, before, when you're you're unbeliever, you have all these idols in your life. And he says they're dumb. The word dumb there means not able to speak. Those idols, those things that you thought you needed and wanted and put first in your life, had no power to help you in life. They could not speak to you. So just a little notation there. All right. So let's look at this. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. We're going to hold up there. All right. So we're talking about gifts, and we're talking about the gift of wisdom and knowledge. And so God, it's a gift for the moment. No one has, okay, the gift of wisdom. Because if you got the gift of wisdom, you got all the answers. Only God has that. But he has the gift to give to you and speak to you what you need in life. And wisdom and knowledge are given in times of crisis, in times of contention and strife, to bring peace and to bring joy and encouragement in the midst of those times. Did you catch what I just said? It says in Isaiah 33:6, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. Makes you stable. You're not wavering. You're stable. You don't need something to take the edge off. You're stable. And it says it will be the strength of your days. So this is what we need. We need God's wisdom and we need his knowledge. So, comparison is one of the big things that gets in the way. Go ahead and be seated. Can you give me that verse on comparison? Thank you. Now, so we're talking about the Holy Spirit, and when we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we're not going to compare ourselves with everyone, because he's bringing the truth to you, and he's revealing things to you about who you are, and he's guiding your life. But he will, and he will guide you when you pay attention to him. But if you're always looking and comparing with others, he can't guide you. You see that? That's why it says, he says, be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You see that? You can be, God is with you, and he's with you all the time. And boy, I'm telling you, we need the Holy Spirit today. Amen. This moment, right now, right? And all of us need it. And he's guiding you. He'll never lead you into destruction. But get a hold of this. How did Jesus get into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil? The Bible says the Holy Spirit led him. So sometimes the Holy Spirit's going to lead you into something to see what you're working with. Did you hear what I said? So if it's getting tough, if you're in a battle right now, all you got to do is stay in touch with the Holy Spirit, and you're going to win. But if you yield, the Bible says that God does not tempt anyone, but he will test you. And that's the thing you have to understand. You will be tested. So, and you know, just because you're in a conflict and struggle doesn't mean the Holy Spirit's not in it. You get in touch with him, he's going to help you in it, in the middle of it. It says that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you can have righteousness, and you can have peace, and you can have joy in the midst of wherever you're at in the Holy Spirit. That's the kingdom of God. You can bring the kingdom of heaven to an earthly problem. Are you with me? And that's what we have to understand. Now think about this. If you're born again, you're a new creation.
That's right.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
You're a new creation. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You're a new creation. Get this, you're born again and you're a new creation. You are something It has never existed before. Shut your mouth. Did you catch what I just said? That's what you are. He says you've been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because the flesh is as the grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. For the grass withers and the flower fades away, but the word of the Lord will endure forever. You see, that's what you and I are called to do. We are called to renew our minds and our hearts and lives to the new creation, the word of God. And we're going to be in the new heaven and the new earth. We're going to take some of the stuff we learn now right on in there one day. Are you listening to me? But you start now. Oh, that's good news. That's the gospel right there. That's good news right there. And that's, we need to understand that, because you know, anybody going through anything? You're going through things you, man, I've never gone through this before. Talk to the Holy Spirit. He's going to help you. He will help you through it. He'll give you the strength to get through it. Are you with me? That's why Paul said it this way. He said, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. For I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I've learned both to be full and to be hungry. Both to abound and to suffer need. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see that? All things. Doesn't matter what's going on around you. All things. You can overcome. Now, this is significant. I'm already preaching, but that's okay. I just see your faces out there and I want to go to town. Yeah. All right. All right. So, let's read this verse. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. You see that? And the word wise there is in reference to the wisdom we're talking about that we need. We need God's wisdom. You see that? Now, think about this. Go with me to John 21, 21 real quick. Peter, now this is a story in John chapter 21, Jesus had just come, and this was after the resurrection. So this was after he was resurrected, and he had fixed the disciples' breakfast. All right, he had fed them, and he was talking to him. He was talking to Peter. He was telling Peter what was going to happen to him. That one day, now I'm paraphrasing. One day he was talking to him. He was saying, one day, you're going to be so loyal to me, you're going to die being loyal to me. Because Peter had denied him all those times, right? You remember the story, he denied Jesus three times, even more than that. But now look, he was telling him, you're going to die upside down. You're going to die on a cross. Letting him know how he was going to die. If you read the book of Fox's Book of Martyrs, it's in that book. The history of that behind that. Now watch this. Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man? And he's talking about John, right there next to him. So he's comparing himself with John. He says, if I got to go through all that, what about me? What about me? He had himself on his mind still. Did you hear what I'm saying? He says, what about this man? Talking about John. He wasn't concerned about him. He was concerned about himself. Give me the next one. Jesus said to him, if I will that he remain till I come. In other words, Jesus saying, if he's still here, when I come back and rapture the church, that's how it's going to be. Did you hear me? If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? That's none of your business. None of you, right? You follow me. That's what he's saying. In other words, get your eyes off everybody else and everything else, and you follow me. I'm talking to you. And that's what he's doing today. He's talking to you personally. Because I'm telling you something, this thing when we compare ourselves with other people, that's really out of the fear of man. And wanting to please man. And that's the epitome of selfishness. Now look, Peter didn't give him a blessing prophecy, did he? He was telling him the truth. Now think about this. Peter would have to overcome his greatest fear. His greatest fear before was, remember? Remember he said, there's going to be a night, the cock is going to crow three times, and you're going to deny me. Not me, bro. I got your back. He's shaking in his boots, hiding. Are you listening to me? You know why? He was too concerned about what everybody thought and his own self. You see that? When you're full of yourself, you're too wrapped up in what everybody else thinks about you. Are you catching what I'm throwing down? And that will not get you anywhere in the kingdom. Peter was still comparing himself to others. Now, too many people measure themselves and their lives and ministry by what other people say and do. The majority of people in churches live their lives as they please for ease and comfort. Am I talking to the right people? Yes. I just want to be comfortable. Ease and comfort. I'm going to tell you something. If that's what you're after, you're in the wrong place. Because ease and comfort won't accomplish the will of God. But you can have real rest and real peace in the middle of a mess when you know who Jesus is and you're walking in your love for him. Now watch. When we compare ourselves to each other, we can look pretty good. Deception says, I'm as good as the crowd. That's a problem. Because that says you think you're okay. When God's calling you to something he has for you. Remember? You're born again. You're something that has never existed before. He wants to bring that out of you and help other people with it. He wants to show you the things your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard, and haven't entered your heart yet about you. See, the standard is not others. It's not churches, it's not preachers, pastors. It's not sisters and brothers. The standard is Jesus. That's the standard. Are you listening to me? That's the standard. And that's what we're to measure our lives by is Him, Jesus. He's our standard. Are you listening to me? And that's what it says in Isaiah 59, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him, against the enemy. He's campaigning inside your head. He'll bring the truth in there and drive them lies out. Did you catch what I just said? That's good right there. Now watch. Jesus walked a life of self-denial. He walked a path of self-denial. Just wishing or desiring is not enough. It's not enough to follow Jesus. We must do it. Someone came up to me this morning and said, yeah, I know what to do now, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. I said, well, don't tell me about it. Just do it.
Amen.
Just do it. Because, you know, when you got to tell everybody that what you're going to do, you see, the worst person in the world to upset is yourself. That's why I tell people, if you're going to quit smoking, don't be telling me about it. And don't go telling everybody else about it. If you're going to quit smoking, shut up and do it.
Come on.
That's right.
Now watch. And if you do, now what? Now I'm not telling you to stop. You can smoke till you're blue in the face. I don't care. I'm not telling you to stop. I won't ever tell you to not smoke. That's your deal. That's religious for me to, you better not smoke. We don't want you smoking. Can you imagine that? If somebody told me not to smoke, I'd get five of them and blow them. I just remember how I was. You don't tell me. You understand? So I'm not telling you not to smoke. But I'm just saying. What am I saying? I'm saying.
Do it.
I'm saying do it. Right. Don't tell everybody about it. And I'm going to tell you something. You'll see that will help you. Because you don't like to discourage yourself. But when you got to tell her, don't you like? I've told people to do it and they'll say, yeah, I stopped and did what you said. And somebody came up to me, you know, somebody noticed you're not smoking anymore. Yeah. That's right. That makes you feel good. Man, stuff starts to smell better. Right? You don't walk around. I need to get out of that. Let's start something. We're going to go down another path. So if you're still smoking, just go ahead till you're blue in the face. But no. Now watch. You can't just wish and desire. You have to do it. Give me Mark 8:34. I remember the day I got saved. I had a quart of beer in my hand and a pack of cigarettes in my pocket. That was 44 years ago. And the Holy Spirit said to me, the day I got saved, I got down on my knees. I was watching 700 Club, and Ben Kinslow said a prayer of salvation. And I accepted Christ, and I started crying and bawling, and had these cigarettes in my pocket. And I looked at them, and the Holy Spirit said, you can't smoke those and blow smoke in people's face and be my witness.
Amen.
So I took those cigarettes and the beer, and I put it in the trash. I haven't touched it since.
Amen.
Now, I didn't tell you that for you to do that, but you can do that. Here's the idea. That's true. See that? That's going to hurt. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Or what about these, that stuff is so bad for you, isn't it? It says right on the pack, right? All right. Let's look at this. When he had called the people to himself, with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. You know what he's saying? You got to die to yourself. You got to die to yourself. You can quit smoking. You can quit smoking. If you die to yourself, you can quit. Right?
Right.
Can you imagine going up to a person in a casket at the funeral and saying, aren't you going to light up? He's not going to light up because he's dead. But let's take this to another place. What about if you have a trauma in your life and that's all you ever talk about? What if your past, and that's what you talk about? That's the same thing. Dead people don't care what they're wearing in the casket. Dead people don't care what happened to them back in nursery school, or grandma didn't give you cookies, or you got something by your parents, your dad or your mother abused you. That doesn't matter to a dead person. When you're dead, you're dead. Are you listening to me? That's what that's talking about. You die to yourself, and you get into a group like this, and you can overcome anything. Anything. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
That's what this is saying. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. Proverbs 19:23. You can live a life satisfied. Full. A full life. When you know Christ and you walk in him. Now watch this. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Give me the next one. Did you catch what I just said? Are you picking this up? This is huge. So you see all this history of what we... this victim mentality, all that. When you, new creation, what never existed. You see that? It's a struggle to find out the new. Yes, it's a struggle. But it's worth everything you go through. Everything you go through, it's worth it. I tell you, I want to get going here. Hold on. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. You know what that's saying? When you're trying to do it yourself all the time, that's what a victim's doing. You'll lose what God's trying to get to you. The Zoe life. The life that's fulfilled and satisfied. You lose it. You're trying to control it. Now watch. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, the word sake is the word benefit. Benefit, ben, B-E-N-E, good is the good in the Hebrew. Fit means qualified. You qualify for everything I have for you when it's for my sake.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.